Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Evans Zininga. And today on Live Talk, we are discussing the Private Voluntary Organizations PVOS Amendment Bill, which has sailed Thursday through Senate and now awaits President Emmerson Mnangagwa to sign into law. But first, let's take a quick look at political developments here in the U.S. with just 18 days to go to the polls. Gun violence victims and gun owners are expressing very different views on how the next occupant of the White House should tackle gun violence in the United States. The Democratic and Republican presidential nominees have made their stances very clear on the matter, and voters will soon have their say at the ballot box. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports.
Frank Cimarelli's son, Camden, acquired three firearms legally in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, before using one of them to shoot himself in December 2022, dying 5 weeks later. Camden's father became an advocate for more thorough background checks.
The stack of records that he has at the hospital, it's over 6 inches thick. It's over 1,200 pages. And when he bought a gun, nobody looked at it. And it would have said for the last decade he was threatening suicide.
Gun suicides in the United States reached a record high in 2023. 27,300 people took their own lives using a firearm, according to provisional data by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Hoping for tighter gun safety measures, Cimarelli will vote in November for the Democrats, who've made the matter a campaign priority. Wisconsin voter and firearm trainer Eddie Silas understands the need for gun laws, but isn't in favor of stricter ones being imposed.
Criminals, even terrorists, they don't care about gun laws and the enforcement of gun laws. So all it does is restrict our rights as gun owners to be able to protect ourselves and our family.
Stricter gun laws can save lives, says Nick Matusewski with the nonpartisan Wisconsin anti-violence effort.
We would heavily push for extreme risk laws, a procedure to remove firearms from individuals that are deemed to be threats to themselves or others.
Vice President Kamala Harris, a gun owner herself, promises to pass the so-called red flag laws if elected president.
I am in favor of the Second Amendment, and I believe we need to reinstate the assault weapons ban and pass universal background checks, safe storage laws, and red flag laws.
Former President Donald Trump, who is running for re-election, vows to loosen restrictions and calls into question Harris's stance on guns.
She's always said, we will confiscate all guns. Now she's saying, oh, no guns. I think they're wonderful, right? Doesn't work that way. They're going to confiscate your guns.
Contrary to Trump's comments, Harris has said she seeks reasonable gun safety measures and is, quote, not trying to take everybody's guns away. Indoor shooting range co-owner Mark Raffles, an independent voter, sees universal background checks proposed by Harris favorably. But he doesn't think banning assault weapons such as the AR-15 would help curb gun violence.
You can get handguns with 30-round magazines, 33-round magazines, 50-round magazines. So as far as the capacity goes, there's so many other options besides the AR.
Reb Holtz, who'll vote for Trump in November, believes enforcing the gun laws already in place is the best way forward to prevent more deaths. Nationwide, however, about 6 in 10 U.S. adults say it's too easy to legally obtain a gun, according to surveys conducted last year by the Pew Research Center and Gallup. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And the U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Pamela Tremont, today signed a $475,000 grant support to 7 civil society organizations in Zimbabwe. These organizations are working in various fields, including fighting drug and substance abuse, supporting democracy and human rights, sculpture making, and many others. Ambassador Tremont said the U.S. investment in this project is a demonstration of her country's support and commitment to the people of Zimbabwe. In response, the grantees said the support will go a long way in changing the lives of the people in the communities they work with in rural areas. Let's hear what Ambassador Tremont said.
So we just did a signing ceremony for small grants projects in Zimbabwe, where civil society organizations were awarded about $450,000 in total for community organizations who had ideas to solve their community's own problems. We were really impressed with the quality of applications. There were over 100 applications for these small grants, and we're looking forward to seeing the results of their projects that we hope will last long into the future after the grants have expired and the communities are able to keep the projects going.
That was U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Pamela Tremont, speaking earlier today in Harare. Rimwe remasangano awana rubatsiro muchirongwa ichi, Teen Rescue Mission Trust, ngatinzweiwo mukuru wesangano iri vaAbraham Matuka vachitaurawo.
Tiri organization inoshanda nevechidiki. My teenagers and my youth, panye kurisara nyaya ye drugs and substance abuse, yes, no daka. Tichirisara zvekare nyaya ye early pregnancy, vana vari kupinda mukurorwa vari vechidiki, vane mimba, then also tinotarisa nyaya ye mhosva, crime. Zvese zvatakaona nyaya yekuti ma drugs ari kukonzeresa zvinhu zvitatu, kuti munhu wechidiki akavai atora zvinodhaka. Anopinda mu early pregnancy vakona nita prostitution and always preserve kuti amosva. Saka tikufara zvikuru nekuda kwe grant ratawana kuno re self help ambassador kuno ku US embassy. Richatibatsira kuti mayouth aya ari kusera asina zvokuita, vari kusera vari idle asina zvinobatika. Saka tichakwanisa kupedza tutasa kuita ma projects akatarisana kuita nezvehuku, nezvewelding, nezvekubika uyezve nokuisa saka tukufara zvikuru kuti mari yatabatsiwa nayo iyi neUS Embassy ichatikwanisa kuti tikwanise kusvikira mayouth vakati wandei nokuva pacho kuti vawane chinovabatsira muupenyu.
Avo vange vari mukuru wesangano reTeen Rescue Mission Trust vaAbraham Matuka vachitaura neStudio 7. Tanzwawo kubva kumukuru wemabasa musangano reAfrica Book Development Organization Amai Placidis Ranga.
Grants atawana riri kutifadza zvisingaiti, because tiri kuziva kuti raakutonoita kuti vakadzi vagoni kuungana. Vachiungana kudaro vanogona kutaura nyaya dzavo dzinovashungurudza nekuvanetsa. Vodaro vobva vatsvaga kuti saka masolutions vanoawana sei, saka grandi rinobva rapinda panzvimbo, vobva ratanga kuvabatsira. Nenzara iri kufanike gore rino mukatarisa gore rino kune nzara isingaiti, vanhu vari kudya 1 meal per day. Ipapapa vaakutobva vatosinudzwa, vaakutogona kutowana kuita put food on the table. Vakaita put food on the table, mburi dzavo health wise dzatosimbawo, zvirwere hazvichavabata zvakanyanya. Pavakuwana clean water bos vachadhirirwa boho, pavakuwana clean water zvinoreva kuti zvirwere zvatoridhusa, uye nhamo yayo yekushaya chekudya yakutowanikwa. Matambudziko mamwe avanokurukura ngekuti hatina school fees, hatina zvinhu zvekupfeka, saka unoona kuti rino dambudziko. Anyanezvazvo risina kutaurwa muproject proposal, asi nekuti mvura yavapo zvinoreva kuti nzara iyoyo yatoenda, school fees iyoyo yatogadziriswa, zvinoreva kuti kunyange nechikabzoicho chakutobatika, kunyange nechekupfeka chacho chakutobatika, mari chaiyo chaiyo mumaoko mavo yakutobatika zvakare sevanhukadzi. Zvinova kuti mabhedhenzi avo atotakurwa, vaakutoita zvinhu zviri nani, ende maonero avakutoita upenyu atonani. Ivo futi vaakugona kudisaida kuti kombeudza tingarimewo ndedzipi, nekuti vaane chekubata from this grant rataita sei, from this grant ratawana.
Mukuru wemabasa musangano reAfrica Book Development Organization Amai Placidis Ranga vachitaurawo vari kuHarare. Regai timbo tora befu, we'll take a quick break. Please stay tuned, we will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And if you are just joining us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele. And we are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Moving back to our topic of the day, the Private Voluntary Organizations PVOS Amendment Bill sailed Thursday through Senate and now awaits President Mnangagwa's signature for it to become law. Attorney General Mrs. Virginia Mabiza has confirmed with us earlier today the development, saying the president has 21 days to sign the bill into law. The controversial bill was first introduced in 2020 and received widespread criticism for its chilling effects on civil society organizations. Critics said the law would have restrictions on freedom of association and compel foreign-funded PVOs to register as foreign agents, forcing all PVOs in the country to disclose funding sources, and that government would have an oversight of their activities. The bill, once signed into law, imposes harsh penalties, including jail time of up to 1 year for perceived offenses. But human rights lawyers, opposition legislators, and other human rights activists say the new law is flawed and that it contains controversial clauses. And to discuss this, we are joined by ZANU-PF Member of Parliament and the Chair of the Justice Portfolio Committee, Mr. Energy Mutodi. And we were hoping to get an opposition member of parliament from, you know, the CCC, but we are still battling to get through to one of them who had offered to come, Senator from Matabele and South, Solani Moyo. Hopefully he will join us. If not, this show goes on. We also have social justice analyst Mr. Tendai Ruben Mbofana, a programs director with the Zimbabwe Networks for Social Justice. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Mm-hmm. Ndoda kutanga na vamutodi. Sasachigaro we committee. We understand the Justice Portfolio Committee sits right on your lap. Let's start by a bit of background. What does it mean to say the bill has passed the Senate? Titangire Papu.
Okay, this is a private voluntary organization amendment bill.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that the bill first of all comes to Parliament, and it is debated at various stages of Parliament. And once it is approved by the lower house, it is then submitted to the upper house, which is the Senate,
mm-hmm.
which makes its own deliberations. And in this case, as you have the right to say, it sold the true Senate. And now it is now on the approving stage, which means that it's now ready for the president to sign it into law.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ready for it to be defined into law. That's what it means.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very loud and very clear there. Mbofana, if you can hear me, your take on the bill passing through Senate. FYI, I spoke to some people who told us that it was not debated. It smoothly sailed through Senate. What's your take on that?
My take is that it's quite unfortunate. It's quite unfortunate that Zimbabwe, a country that went to war, a protracted armed struggle to fight for democracy, human rights, and the various freedoms that we even have enshrined in the Constitution is making all the headlines for the wrong reasons. And all these wrong reasons have to do with the violation of people's freedom, the violation of people's human rights. And that is one example that we are seeing with this passing in Senate of the private voluntary organization bill. Because as you already have mentioned, it seeks to give the government of Zimbabwe unfair powers, unjustified powers, and surveillance and oversight over organizations that are supposed to be non-governmental organizations. Let's remember that private, the very thing that we're using, the word private, voluntary, private, these are not governmental institutions. The government has no business interfering in how the NGOs operate in the country. If there's anything that is criminal, yes, even if you're a private entity and a private company, there are laws that we already have in Zimbabwe that have to do with money laundering, that have to do with theft, that have to do with anything or subversive activities and so forth. So for the government to then introduce a new law that is specifically targeted at NGOs or civil society organizations or private voluntary organizations just goes to show that the objective here is not what the government claims. There are already laws, as I've already said, that can deal with such things as money laundering and so forth. The objective is to frighten, to threaten, to intimidate, and to crack down and clamp down on those organizations that the government has been fearing for all these years, which expose it to its human rights abuses, which expose its corruption, which expose the criminality that we are finding in the various avenues, sectors of our society. Those are the ones that are being targeted to be silenced so that they can be drained of all financial assistance.
Allow me to come in, Vambofana, ndaenda kuti murume ari kuparidza uyu. Tinoda kuti tipe mukana vamutodi kuti vadzoke. Before we pose the next question, Honorable Mutodi, would you like to respond to what Vambofana just said before we move on?
Yes, I was going to say that the amendments are in response to recommendations that were given by an international organization called the Financial Action Task Force.
Mm-hmm.
And these recommendations are aimed at curbing abuse of charities which have been seen to be financing criminal and, in some cases, terrorist activities. So this recommendation is not only for Zimbabwe, but definitely for many countries. And it's been sponsored by the G7 and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. So it's a progressive recommendation that was put forward, and because Zimbabwe is a member to the Financial Action Task Force, mm-hmm. it then took it upon itself to, of course, implement the recommendation. What my colleague is saying is partly falsehood and partly misleading statement. Because this bill is not taking away any rights of the private voluntary organization. It actually aims to streamline those activities to ensure that private voluntary organizations do not partake in non-core business. Like in the past, some of them have been seen to be politically lobbying or lobbying people to on certain political lines. There have also been abuses of funds. And there's also been activities that are not aimed for private voluntary organizations. And these are the issues that the bill seeks to address. Mm-hmm. So I don't see anything that is amiss on that bill.
Mhm. Vambofana, tiri kunzwa kuti masangano akawanda viewers vari kutaura nyaya yekuti iri bill rikaitwa mutemo iri. Zvatova pachena kuti wava kuzova mutemo nekuti ratopfuura kwese kwarinofanirwa kuti ripfuure. You've mentioned a little bit around that as well. Do you have examples you can cite to say, paya paya pakati, apo pakati, apo pakati?
This is how I'm doing. Saka isusu wa mtirimo ma-NGO iwa wa, iyo kwa ndiri kubawo. Sinoto zira isi kutikuwe makuru mavili apura. Urumende iti sisi zira ni mtemo iti zio biwi. Masangano maka wandisa asina imamu wake nizu matungiri wenyika. Anubatila environment, anubatila mnyezi kura kwa kwewanu kwe utano yewanu ze health. Anubatila mnezi mu skoro ze kutiza kwewana. Anubatila kana matapile na utayo. Kumidia ukune zungo zakadaro wakuto shaya donor funding zarai boa na kari nekuti manopa mari wanopa kune zungo kune zungo nika kunyanyanya waka wakuto chika mtemo kutu zino kaka wapa mari hawa kutuwaite mabasa hawa alipachena asida inezo matemure nika asida inezo ku sapota mapatu wanopikisa asikumbo ita mapasa mabasa hawa mazuwa ni mazuwa mara asichato hui. Saka chukuto ona kutu mutemo wakato tanga kutu ita. Zawuru kutakutu itu ene uru mende Mzimbabwe. Yeku nima mari kumasangano. Aruku masira kujinjure Zimbabwe. Nyae irungo isho wane uru mende Mzimbabwe. Nye kutu wari kutawurire icho kwani. Wari kutawurire kutu machaina. Aruku mora ufumu wendo atipasa makomo. Atiba atitora atienda nesunu kuzekwe nika. Pasina wano amisa. Awadu kutu wano atawuru kutu kune ma vanhu varikurohwa varikutyorwa kodzero dzavo zuva nezuva zvinhu izvozvo ndo zvinotozonzi muri kusapota muri kutsigira mapato anopikisa pasina kana umbowo kana umwe chete hwekuti pane sangano rakazvimirira kana kuti CSO kana NGO riri kufanda kana kusapota opposition asi wakangobvira wataura kuti zviri kuitika nehurumende yeZimbabwe hazvina kunaka zvakati 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 watonzi watosapota watotsigira mapato anopikisa munyika saka muchaona kuti ndozvohombesesa handi kuti pane achatombofungwa nenyaya yedu kutaurwa yepvo bill zvakangopa nepatriotic bill rakasosainiwa kare kare hapana kana munhu mumwe chete amboti asungwa nepatriotic act iyoyo asi tirikungoita mabasa edu semazuva ese asi tinangwa tehurumende ndechekuti pasauye mari ichazobatsira masangano akazvimirira maNGO kubva kumadhona vachitya mutemo iwowo asikutaurachokwadi hapana NGO iri kuita money laundering muno muZimbabwe zvese zviri kutaurwa money laundering etapetwa navari kupa goridhi vamwe vari kupa ngoda ndo vari kuita money laundering kana kufainisa materorism ari kutaurao hakuna NGO iri muZimbabwe iri kufainisa terorism zvino mutemo wekuzoisa wekuti unongotinangananga nemaNGO kuti
regai tipewo vamutodi mukana vapindure. Regai tipewo mukana vamutodi vapindure. Ndinoziva kuti tinonzwa kuti kune masangano anoshanda pamwe naiyo hurumende nemapato akasiyana siyana arimo munyika munyaya idzodzi dzekubatsirana munyika nezvakawanda wanda zviri kuitika. Vamutodi kune here zvamunganongedze here semuenzaniso kuti paya pakati kana kuti paya pakati panobuda nyaya idzi dzekuti kune maorganizations anezenga akushandisa mukano wekunge arimo munyika kupusha dzimwe nyaya dzakawanda wanda dzimwe dzamabata idzi?
So I think the speaker there, the colleague there is saying that we want they are the exceptions. About some rugby organizations which overstep their mandate. He's speaking about mining activities by Chinese. He's speaking about human rights issues and so on, which are actually outside, which are actually political issues, which actually raise political questions. My understanding of private voluntary organizations or non-governmental organizations is that they focus on gender equality, they focus on empowerment of women and social inclusion. They also focus on climate change and environmental protection. They look on disability, equality, equity, and rights. They, on climate change, poverty eradication, those are the issues that NGOs must be looking at. Also, health issues. But actually, what you are doing now is that you are now interfering with the political system, and you are now a political party. You are now aiding a political party, or you are now a political movement, which is actually against the objectives of the private voluntary organization. Anyway, let me also go on to say, this new law is not going to change much in terms of organizations that have been registered under bilateral agreements and multilateral agreements. These organizations will continue to operate the same way they've been doing. Their new amendments are targeting organizations that overstep their mandate. And in the new law, the registrar is going to be put in place to ensure that they register those organizations. And in the case that they abuse their mandate, or they overstep their mandate, the registrar can actually appoint a commission or some kind of a board which can then run the organization while investigations are being carried out. And also, if there is any complaint against the actions of the registrar, any aggrieved party can actually appeal to the minister, and the minister can actually suggest or suspend the registrar to directors. So this is a regulatory framework that is actually going to assist in the efficient management of NGOs. It is also going to build trust between the CSO and the government so that we can work in a peaceful manner and trust in each other that each one of us is maintaining their line of business.
Aiwa, tinokutenda iwa mutodi ne tsananguro ya mapa iyoyo. Toda kuti vambo fana mudzoke otipete chirongwa mashoko enyu ekupedzisira tichipendera.
Mashongani ekupedzisira ndeyekuti handibvumirani nekuti masangano akazvimirira anongofa kungobata nyaya dzekumaumiriro ekunze kunzvimbo dzevanhukadzi asingabati mahuman rights. KuAmerica uku chaiko chaiko kwavamwe vacho kunonzi kunobva fandingi yacho kune masangano akawanda vana human rights watch ndeve kuAmerica vana America Civil Liberties Union ndevamwe vakawanda vanotogara vachinetsana nehurumende yekuAmerica nyaya dzekusungwa kwevanhu kunana Guantanamo Bay nyaya dzana Patriot Act dzekutora information ya inonziri private zvakadini vakakurayiwa kunoitwa vanhu nemapurisa kunyanya vechitema kuAmerica ikoko inyaya dzinototsoropodzwa nemasango sangano akazvimirira senge vaana America Civil Liberties Union nana Human Rights Watch nevamwe vakadaro havambopi vakabhomiswa mabasa iyoyo zvinzi maakupindira munyaya dzematongerwo enyika nyaya dzekuti inini ndamunikidzwa kodzero dzangu haiti nyaya yematongerwo enyika inyaya yekodzero dzangu saka ndakaona ndakurohwa nemapurisa kana nemauto nemasoja ndichiurayiwa zvonza ukataure nyaya yekuti uri NGO waakupindira munyaya dzematongerwo enyika handioni zvakadaro ndo kodzero dzinofanirwa kutongerwa nemaNGO ese zvavo tisati tatogotaura zvemvura iri
kuvambofana ipapo
nguva
yedu inobva yatiitira shoma but let me thank both of you gentlemen for being on the show today. Amazing discussion. I wish we could go on and on. We also thank our viewers and listeners at home. Thank you for being on the show, and that brings us to the end of today. Signing off in Washington, I am Evans Zininga.